Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Resilience is My Beauty with yours truly, Tawanta J. What's going on, everybody? How are you all doing? I hope you all are doing well. So you know what's up. Come on in the room. Yeah. Come on in. Go ahead and drop your bags. Go ahead and get comfortable. Grab you something to drink. Come on in our special room. Prop your pillows. Get your favorite blankie or comforter or just, you know, whatever that floats your boat, right? And just have a sit down. Go ahead and prop your feet up. Yeah. Now take a deep breath in. Exhale slow. Let's do it again. Take a deep breath in. Exhale slow. Hey. What's going on, my resilience family? How are you all doing this afternoon, this morning, this evening? How are you? It's so good to be back. It's so good to be with you all. I hope everyone is doing well and you had a good day and it was not too busy. It was not too crazy. And even if it was, guess what? You made it. You made it. Yeah, you made it, man. If you're listening to me right now and it's the weekend, hey, you made it, okay? Enjoy the weekend. Let this be your self-care weekend, your pampering weekend for yourself. We need to do more of that, right? So before I get to the topic, I want to say thank you to all of my supporters out there. Thank you so much for just being a blessing. I truly appreciate you. I know I have been MIA in the past several months or so. As you know, I have been going through the process of being ordained as a minister and all those things. And, you know, that took a lot of time and everything. And there was just some days, man, I just needed to just woo-sah, you know. but finally it's official, it's done and all those great things. And let me tell you, boy, when you finally have God elevates you to that position, get ready for the work, get ready for the assignments. Yes, with the S. Get ready for the assignments, man, because it will be coming, man. So yeah, that's what's going on in my life at this point. I have a couple of things going on right now. And here's the thing. I didn't ask to do these things, okay? I did not say, oh, by the way, I was wondering. You know, I didn't do that, man. It was offered to me. And, you know, I said, okay, sure, I take the challenge. Because actually, it's a challenge for me because in both areas, I have not done this before. I have not, you know, initiated. I may have participated in one of the things, but no, you know, so it's a challenge. It is. And I'm just going to give it a shot and just to see how things work out. Because you know what, when God presents things to you, you didn't even ask for, you know, I get it. For most of us, we go ahead and turn it down real quick because it's uncomfortable. We never done it before. You know, it is not as out of our league, if you will. But don't let that block your blessing, because you never know what God has set up for you in that assignment. So just go with it. Trust God. Trust the process. He has already established a group of people who has been there, done that, and who's currently are doing it, right, that are there to assist and to help you. And yeah, you're going to make some mistakes. You're going to make some faux pas, right? But don't let that beat you down, right? We are all learning. We are all growing, right? And as long as you're not getting, you don't have anyone that's, you know, really belittling you because you made a simple mistake and it's an innocent mistake and all that stuff, you know, you're good, right? As long as nobody's doing that, then you just keep going. Right. And just say, Lord, just help me to stay focused. Help me to really be consistent or what have you. Right. And he will help you through it. He will help you through it. And before you know it, that assignment will be up and running and it will in any way end on a good note. Right. So I hope that blessed somebody right there. Right. Right. But also, yeah, I wanted to say thank you again to all of my supporters. And you know what? I was on checking the analytics of, you know, of my podcast and everything, because it lets you see, you know, the growth of your podcast and how many people or group of people are watching or not watching, but listening to the podcast and all those things. So I had scribbled down a little bit of information here. And to my surprise, you know, they have what they have, the age group. You know, they break it down from, you know, the age group, and they let you know from that age group of the percentage of those who are actually listening or have listened to, you know, the podcast. So I jotted down a few things here, and I was just surprised to see this. But I start with the lowest percentage. So for ages 45 to 59, which is my age group, it's 26% of you. Have listened to my podcast or currently are listening to my podcast. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you. Okay. That just makes my heart so happy to know that there are listeners, you know, that are being blessed by, you know, what, you know, what I'm putting down, and you are picking it up and you are carrying it and you are allowing that seed to just, you know, grow in your heart and making some positive changes or decisions in your life. I am very, very grateful for you all. Thank you so much. In second place, for 27% of my listeners are the ages from 35 to 44 years of age. What? Come through. Yes, that is so awesome. How I wish I was 35 again. No, I don't. But anyway, anywho, thank you so much, y'all. This is such a blessing. I'm really, really surprised by this. I was like, wow, this is super cool, man. And for the top runner, yes, number one, I don't have a drum kit, but you know, hey, 38% from the ages of 28 to 34 years of age. What? That is super cool. Now, how I wish I was back in my 20s again. My 20s was pretty cool. But yeah, man, I am like, what? I can't believe, that this age group is actually really, you know, listening, you know, to what I have to talk about. This is super, super cool, man. And I'm forever, like I said, I'm forever grateful for, you know, for the support. And it just means a lot to me. It humbles me more and more. To let me know that my voice is just reaching out to the masses of people from all over the world, from all over the country. And I just want to thank you so much for continuing to listen and be blessed and supporting my podcast. I truly appreciate that. So now, if you remember last week, I came on and I was giving you a brief introduction of what I wanted to do for a short time. And I had introduced to you a series that I wanted to embark on. Now that school is officially over, you know, this is summer vacation, even though you're not on a real vacation, so to speak, not yet anyways. But you started your vacation when your son and daughter had finished their last day of classes, right? Last day of school, and now you are pretty much chillaxing with your family. Some of you are taking that summer break off of work or what have you and everything, and you know, so now this is your time to relax, to revamp, to, you know, to re-energize, to just do what you need to do, right? And that's all good. But in the meantime, I was really focusing more on the inner soul, you know, the internal part of us sisters, that we definitely need to put more emphasis and time into. It's one thing to go ahead and get pampered in a physical sense, to get your pedicure, manicure, get your facial on and all that good stuff, get a new hairdo and all that. It's all good for that. But it's another thing when you totally compromise or totally ignore your internal being. That is the area that really needs to be recharged. It needs to be reconstructed. It needs to be redefined in those areas. So I wanted to definitely put more emphasis on that this summer. And so this series is called Summertime Love. Yes, Summertime Love. Self-love intended. Self-love intended. And I really think we need to take the time seriously, take more time, ladies, to really start loving ourselves. But while we're going through that, we definitely need to identify some of the areas that, you know, has been a challenge, that has been a hindrance, that has been problematic for you and as well as those around you. And you know what they are. You know what those pain in the neck temperaments are, you know. And you know, try your best to either fix it or try to medicate it, or you try something. And some of you just basically just brush it under the rug, totally ignore it, you know. You're just totally being really arrogant about it. Just keep it real, okay? Because you know I'm very transparent about that. You're just being arrogant about it. You don't want anybody to acknowledge your faults, but you sure don't have a problem acknowledging theirs or their attitudes or their, you know, their issues or whatever. So you just turn that flashlight or that light off of you real quick. You know what I'm saying? You know the areas of your ways, right? You know some things about you that is just not healthy. It's not smart. It's not producing in a positive way. It's causing more havoc. It's causing more stress, more separation. Right. And yeah, you got people that loves you, but they love you from a distance. How about that? And including yourself. Some of us don't even love ourselves because we know how much we mess our own self up based on our attitudes. And like I said, we don't really want to stand in front of the areas that's been the problem and face it and say, you know what, it's time to fight this thing. It's time to get rid of this thing. So this is the time right now, I believe, ladies, that we definitely need to, you know, really handle our business. Yes, this is the time for us to start handling our business. So for this week, I had decided to, let's talk about, you know, breaking the cycle of shame. You know, there's so many different components of, you know, of self-love, ladies. There's so many different variables about that. And we as women, we are like sponges. We absorb so much because we deal with a lot. We deal with so much, and not so much always in a negative, but things in a positive. You know, we are, you know, we are entrepreneurs. You know, we work. We are married. We have kids. We have businesses. We have other obligations. You know, we are affiliated with different organizations. You know, we are always being pulled, tugged. You know, we are always, you know, busy. We're multifunctional. We always got things going on. And, you know, we try our best to be helpful, to be supportive, to be there, to be the negotiator, be the mediator, to be the nurse, to be the doctor, to be the parent, to be the friend. But what about us when we need that help, when we need, you know, that space to unwind, or we are in our lowest of lows? Where are those individuals, right? Where is the help? And sometimes we just totally try to suppress it our own way so we can just keep going, right? And it may work for a while, but you know, it just fizzles out, and then you have to go through it all over again. So, you know, I wanted to just break down certain areas, you know, to talk about. And so for this week, we're going to talk about breaking the cycle of shame. Now, let me just give you a brief definition on that, about what shame is. It's a negative feeling towards yourself. It's a negative feeling towards yourself. It drives you to destructive behavior. It puts you in a position to where, you know, you become very numb after a while, because, you know, when we fall prey to that, when we fall into that area of shame, and we don't really activate on that by admitting, you know, we basically hide our shame. We deal with it internally. You know, it becomes, you know, numb for us, but it's still destructive, right? We find a way to try to ease the pain. And it can be very difficult to break, you know, shame. It's difficult to do that because a lot of us are walking around now carrying shame of our past. We regret saying some things. We regret, doing some things and all of that. And there's a lot of us that are still walking around, like I said, carrying the memories of the things that took place when we were younger. And, where we are right now currently in our life, things may not go great for us, or, we make a mistake or something happens or it forces us to say some things that we shouldn't have said or do things that we shouldn't have done. And then we go back into the memories of how it all began. It's always a root to the cause. It's always a root to the cause. So we got to start acknowledging that root. We know the cause. We just got to acknowledge that there's the root to that. How did it all get started? How did this happen? Why are you so temperamental? Why do you always want to fuss and cuss? Why do you always want to fight? Why do you do the things you do? Or why is it that you are taking the blame of somebody else's foolishness? Why are you going to receive and accept the lies of what that person has said about you because of what they did to you when you didn't ask to be to be abused, when you didn't ask to be mistreated, yet they will go ahead and gaslight you. They will go ahead and manipulate and trick you and have you to be the bad guy or have you feel shame and feel guilty and all those things like that, right? So there are a lot of us sisters out here that are walking around looking beautiful, looking fine, and making sure you looking all vogue-ish and all of those things, but yet you are walking like broken glass. You have become so numb or immune to the sound of your broken glass. You don't think there's anything wrong with you, right? But unfortunately, there are a lot of us out here that are walking around as broken glass, and we are crying every single day. For the most part, for the majority of us, we are. We go to bed crying, we wake up crying. We go to bed stressed, we wake up stressed. We go to bed feeling, bummed out. We wake up feeling bummed out and drained and upset and all those things. So, we got to remember that, God did not put shame on us. That's not who God is, right? God did not put shame on us. We want to believe the enemy and accept the lies of the enemy telling us that, God is angry at us and God, God don't want to, he's not going to heal you. And, this was your fault. And, you should have known better. I mean, you go to church and, you supposed to know the word and, and all these things, right? But, the enemy, he likes to twist things around to have you to believe, that it's your fault, that you messed up and that, things are never going to get better. And you regret that you should have listened to your parents or you should have listened to, to your friends or whatever, And this, like I said, there's so many people walking around carrying that weight of shame and our guilt. And so it's important to understand that God does not remember your past shame. He doesn't remember your past shame. He doesn't remember your past. He doesn't remember any of that. But why are you still living in it? Why are you still living in that moment? Why are you still holding on? And I have talked about this so many times in different conversations and different based on the topic, but it is still a problem. It's still an issue for a lot of people. It really, really is, y'all. Some of us really have a hard time to let go. We really do have a hard time of letting go of what was said, how it was said, what was how people treated you and all those things. And you allow that to become a dis-ease in your heart and in your thinking. And it just shifts your whole mood. It shifts your whole body language. It really, really does. And, You don't want to participate in things like you used to. You don't want to be around people because now, you know, that shame is beating you down like a hammer, like you, the nail, and the shame is the hammer, and it's knocking you down. And it has you going very low. You know, you don't want to be seen. You don't want to be heard, you know, because you're just too embarrassed and all these things. And that's not what God intended for you to live, how to live your life. You know, we're not here to be, you know, to allow our past to beat us down to a pulp. No. You know, once you have decided to say, God, you know, I need you to deliver me from my past. I need you to deliver me from my mistakes. I need you to deliver me from my participation, or whatever that may be, so I can be whole again. I could be free. Once you do that, you know what? He will immediately get started in cleaning you out and doing the spiritual surgery that is needed. He will be the one to mold you and reshape you and refine you all over again. He's the one that will give you a brand new heart. He's the one that will restore your way of thinking. He's the one that will renew your mind, right? He's the one that will do whatever you need of him to do for you so you can live free. You know, you don't have to carry the weight of the world. You don't have to carry the weight of the past, the shame, the embarrassment, or the guilt, or the anger, or the rejection, whatever that you have been storing up, walking in its broken pieces. You don't have to deal with that anymore, right? We try to fix it. We try to suppress it by doing things that, you know, that God delivered us from before. Right. And, you know, all we're doing is creating a grave for us. You know, we are just really dying too soon. Right. We think that if I just take this, it's going to go away. It's going to go away for maybe a few hours, you know, and then when you wake up sober, you know what? It's going to be right there in front of your face, sitting at the table, ready to have a cup of coffee with you. Okay. It's going to be like, okay, I'm still here. I don't know what you were trying to do last night, trying to beat me down, trying to get this out of me, trying to get me out of your head, but it didn't work. Yeah, I may have stumbled a little bit, but you see, I'm still sitting here at the table waiting for you. And wherever you go, I'm going to go with you. You know, that's what shame does. You know, it constantly wants to be glued to you and remind you of what you did. Here's the thing. There's some things you didn't even do, as I said before, right? But there are people in your life that wants to continuously say that it's your fault. You know, you made me do this, or you did this, and, you know, you're the reason why I did this to you, or why I did this to your family, or what have you. And you will go ahead and eventually receive that and want to blame yourself. And you carrying that pain for the duration of your life. And that's not how it should be. That's not how it should be at all. You know, you only acknowledge what you have participated in. Everything else, that has nothing to do with you. And even if you didn't initiate in that wrong, right? If you didn't even dare participate in that or what have you, you know, God was there that day. Let's make that clear. God was there that day. Okay, he saw all, right? So don't allow the enemy to tell you that, you know, that God doesn't care, or God doesn't love you, and, you know, because you were too fast and you were doing this and being promiscuous and just that. That's why, you know, that happened to you. Just that would No. God loves you. He loves you, right? So I want you to take that moment and just say, God, you know, I need help right now, because you know what happened to me when I was 15. You know what happened to me when I was 12. You know what happened to me when I was 21. And it was a devastating situation in my life, God. And I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know how to handle it. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to fight back. And, you know. And so, God, I'm still holding on to this. I'm still carrying this weight because here I am right now in my 40s, and I see that my relationships are just not the way that I had hoped for, because I believe that what happened to me when I was 15, 12, or 21 is a result of why my relationships is so sporadic. You know, because, yeah, I take the blame, or, yeah, I received the fact that I was not good and I was being fast, which you really wasn't, or whatever went down in your life, and you are carrying the weight of those words from people that misused you or abused you or tricked you or played you, right? Or just being mean and spiteful to you. You know, they don't receive that anymore. Because God doesn't treat you like that. God don't look at you that way, right? You got to understand. You got to know how God sees you from his perspective. It's time for you to take off those glasses, you know. Those glasses you've been wearing for too long, and it's time to get an upgrade. It's time to get your spiritual eyes examined. And only God is the one that can do that for you. And like I said, you know, when it comes to shame, it's very difficult to break that. It's really difficult. On your own, yes, it is. But it's nothing too hard for God. God is the one that could get to the very root, to the very bottom of that shame, of that guilt. And he's the one that can uproot it better than you can, right? We know how to wash the surface, but we can't get any further than that. We can't go down. We could try to get down to the root, but we're never going to get that far. Because some of the stories, some of the pain that some of us sisters have been carrying is so long, it's so deep, it's so down there, man. Yeah, you need a spiritual cleanup. You need God to really go down and get to the crevice of it so you can finally live your life the way God designed for you to live it, right? So yeah, God doesn't remember your past shame, right? He chooses to let it go, and he wants you to do the same. He wants you to let go of the shame. He wants you to let go of the memory of what happened. Let God heal you once and for all so you can live the latter years of your life here on this earth. There's no need for you to have a backpack of your past. There's no need for you to have a suitcase either. There's no need for you to have a closet or attic and you store in the past, you know, compiling it, you know, in boxes and stuff like that. There's no need to carry that. It's just taking up space in your mind. It's taking up space in your heart. It's taking up space in your soul, beloved. It is time for you to let it go. Right. When you ask God to forgive you for all your sins, you know what? He had taken your sins and he has thrown it in the sea of forgetfulness. Any of you have been by the ocean before? Any of you have been on a cruise, you know, especially on a cruise. Right. And you going on, you know, when you're on a cruise, they have the sea day. Basically, you on the sea all day and there's a lot of activities on the ship. But if you have a patio in your room or you just out on the deck somewhere and you just looking out and you just see the sea, you just see the ocean, man. It just seemed like there's no ending to that, right? Imagine God just throwing all your sins, all the memories of your past right out there in the ocean. And it's gone. It's gone. You will be foolish to go ahead and jump on that boat, off of that ship, trying to find your past, trying to find the memories, right? You go ahead and do that if you want to. I'm telling you, you ain't going to make it, okay? You're just not going to make it, baby. I'm sorry, but that's exactly what you're doing right now. Some of you are jumping off ship and jumping off that boat and going out into the sea trying to find your past, okay? And God said, I don't remember your past, your sins, your shame no more. God is working on a new thing in your life, but you are limiting God from doing the supernatural in your life because you are still bringing in the past. You are blocking God to do the miraculous work in your life because of you still carrying this load of the past. You're still allowing the memories to beat you down, to have you to believe you're not worthy, you're not smart, you're not beautiful, you're not talented, you're not gifted, you're not this, you're not that. You believe, you are allowing the lives of the people who was in your life to continue to ponder in your head, telling you, see, you were never good. You will never have a good husband. You will never have a good marriage. You would never be successful. You would always be a dropout. You would da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And having them people are dead and gone, but yet you still carrying the memory. Let it go. God, let it go. You need to do the same, right? You need to do the same. Holding on to it creates fear of punishment. Because we want to, you know, we punish ourselves. We hold on to this thing so long, we go ahead and start beating ourselves up. We start doing things to our bodies. We start, you know, doing the unthinkable things. We go ahead and allow people to abuse us even more because we believe we deserve to be punished because of how we, what went down in our lives. You know, it's amazing. You hear the story and you, when you hear stuff like that, you think it's just like, really? Like, yeah, really? This does happen. This is happening now as we speak. Right? You may not hear it on the news all the time, but trust and believe it is happening. And when you carry this weight like that, man, yeah, it gets you to that position where you start to punish yourself. It's a stronghold. And like I said, it's hard to break that. If you continue to hold on to that gate, that shame and that guilt, that condemnation, that they all fall in the same category, right? And you wasting your current life, the current status of where you are right now, your present life, your present moment, you're wasting it because you are still embarking on the memories of what happened, of what took place in your life, you know. And it's time for you to get rid of that, right? But it's time for you to release your fears to God. It's time for you to release your concerns, your anxieties, to God, because this is what shame and guilt does. It has you to get to that level of fear and you start to get anxious and you start to get, you know, start to feel, you know, get paranoid and, you know, subconscious, you know, that all falls in that package, if that makes sense. Right. And again, it caused distraction, in your life and you can't focus. You know, clearly your mind is not focused on the main thing, you know. And so this is the opportunity for you to release all of that into God's hands. Let him take care of that. And when you do that, trust him enough to know that he will take care of you. Trust God enough that he got you. Trust God enough that he will provide for you. Trust God enough that he will deliver you. Why? Why? Because he loves you. And guess what? He forgives you. He forgives you. But here's my question for you, my sisters. Have you forgiven yourself? Have you forgiven yourself? I know for some of you, that's a question that might just like, wow, I never even ponder on that. That happened to me some years ago when I was really going through, and I'll never forget that day. I was just looking out my patio window and I was just really, really going through some things and talking to God about it and whatnot. And I was just feeling, you know, so guilty and this, that, or whatever. And God was just saying, you know, I have forgiven you, but why haven't you forgiven yourself? And I'm looking at him like, huh? Right. And I had told you this story a while back. I shared this with you and I was like, that don't make no sense. Cause you know, you always hear about forgiving others. Right. And of course, God forgiving you and those wonderful things, but you forgiving your own self. I never heard of that before. And I know for some that may sound like kind of crazy, but there's people who actually really don't even think of it that way. But yeah, I'm throwing that question at you. Have you forgiven yourself? And if not, why? Right? And when God put that on me, when he brought that to my attention, it had me to just stand still for a little bit because it really blew me away. And I'm like, wow, that's something to really ponder on for a minute. I couldn't even answer it so quick enough, you know? But as I allowed that to really just let it saturate in my soul, I'm like, Lord, forgive me for not forgiving myself. I didn't know. And you know what God understands? When you didn't know, he knows you didn't know, right? And he will help you through the process. He will help you through that. You can't do this by yourself. You need him to help you through that process of forgiving yourself. Because it's a lot. You have beat yourself down, man. You have really tortured yourself. It's not so much of the people, because most of them people are long gone or they're not in your life, you know. But at the end of the day, you have allowed the past to beat you down, man. And your thoughts have weighed you down. So now it's time for you to say, self, I forgive you. Right? I forgive myself, right? There's a lot of us moms out here that are blaming ourselves because our child's or our adult child's behavior, their actions. There's a lot of parents out here that are walking around feeling guilty and ashamed and embarrassed because of their son and daughter's, actions and behaviors, right? And you did what you were supposed to do when you were teaching them and raising them when they were under your roof. But now that they are adults, there's nothing more that you can do about it now, right? You've done what you were called to do. Now, yeah, there may be some things that, you know, you did not, stand on, you know, you were lenient or, you know, you pretty much just bypassed the discipline part of it. And you just like, oh, you know, hey, don't do it again, blah, blah, blah. And now here it is 10 plus years later, you know, your son or daughter have done some things that you are not pleased or you feel really guilty or embarrassed about and all those things. And now you are carrying that weight of shame. You're carrying that weight of embarrassment. You're carrying that weight of guilt because, you know, you should have been disciplined to your child when you saw what they were doing at that time and you didn't do anything about it. You just want to be that typical parent, if you will, and just say, okay, don't do it no more kind of thing. And, you know, listen, there's nothing you can do about it now, right? All you can do is just ask God to heal you, ask God to help you through that process and forgive yourself. Pray for your son, pray for your adult daughter, and just be there when they are in need of you, right? To just love them and pray for them constantly. That's what we have to do as parents, you know? Yeah, there are some things, of course, you know, that I ponder on and I'm like, I should have did this, I should have did that. But you know what? It's okay. It's okay. Let me say that again. It's okay, moms. It's okay, right? God is in complete control over their lives right now. Once they have turned 18, the blood ain't on your hand no more. Ain't on your hands no more. Now they got to learn from their mistakes. They got to eat up the consequences now. Whether it's good or bad, they got to indulge in it, right? All you can do for them now is just pray for them. You can be an advisor. You can advise them about some things that you sense already that they are embarking in some dangerous waters, right? You could tell them like, you know what? I don't know if you should connect with that person. I don't know if you should go on that weekend vacation or that weekend trip with your coworkers. But you do what you need to do. I'm just sharing my thoughts at this point. I can't force you not to do this because now you're an adult. You have to learn. But please heed to my warning or heed to my advice. And that's all they can do. If they accept it, great. If they reject it, okay. So you just have to sit back and just say, Lord, cover my child, cover my son, cover my daughter. You know, because God, you already have the plans for their life. You already have things set up for them anyway, right? Help me not to be a hindrance to that. You know, so moms, don't continue to carry the weight of your guilt or shame of what your son or daughter has done. It's time to let that go as well. So yes, learn to just allow God to help you and deliver you and heal you from the past. It's time to let it go. Don't jump off that boat and try to swim in the ocean trying to find what God doesn't even want. It is gone. It is not even in his memory. So why should it be in yours? It's taking up space right now, right? You know, I'm at the age right now where I'm asking God, Lord, sharpen my thinking right now. Because I forget some things, right? And I have to start writing things down on paper, you know, because if I don't, child, within 10, 15 minutes, it's gone. It's gone. Right? So I'm like, Lord, help me with my sanity. Help me with my mind. Help me, oh Lord, to stay sharp in my thinking, right? Because I can't afford to allow my mishaps, my mistakes, or anything to start corroding what's left in my mind. I just can't afford that right now. You know what I'm saying? So ladies, the cycle of shame can be broken. Not by you. Not by superficial things, not by your own concoction, right? Only God can be the one. But you have to invite him in, right, to uproot. Now, let me go ahead and give you a quick scripture before I end this. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verse 4, it goes on to say, "Fear not, for you shall not be ashamed, neither be confounded and depressed. For you shall not be put to shame," right? For you shall not be put to shame. For you shall forget the shame of your youth, and you shall not seriously remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore, right? See, the Lord has promised to remove the shame and dishonor from you. Right? So that you remember it no more. Okay? He has made a promise to remove the shame from you once and for all. Once you have allowed God to enter in your heart and you confess to him about what you've been carrying in your heart and you want him to remove it, he will do that. And trust me, my beloved, you won't remember it no more. Right? In fact, God, he will promise that in the place, he will pour out upon you a twofold blessing. Because shame robs you. It robs you of what you currently have, and it robs you of the time that was lost, right? So the things that has been stripped away due to you holding on to the past, God is going to bless you twofold, right? You will possess double for what you have lost, right? And will have everlasting joy. And you can find that in the book of Isaiah chapter 61, verse 7, right? And that is something you should get excited about when you finally give everything to him and allow God to start to clean you out. I'm telling you, y'all, you will be so happy that, you know, that you did and that you will start experiencing everlasting joy. He said, instead of your former shame, you shall have a twofold recompense. Instead of dishonor and reproach, your people shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double what they had forfeited. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. Ladies, this is good news. That is good news. So what are you doing? What are you going to do now? Are you going to continue to allow shame to be the hammer and nail you down to your grave? Or are you going to allow God to uproot that poison out of your soul, out of your heart, and start to renew your mind, give you a brand new heart, right? Start to clean out your soul, right? And start blessing you with a twofold blessing. So you can go and start living your life joyfully. I'm at the point of my life right now where I'm like, God, just do it. Just do it. I'm not going to sit here and negotiate and fiddle my thumbs, trying to figure out the options. You know, that's a good choice. But on the other hand, I ain't doing that. When God said so, it shall be. All right. And it is. And so I'm going to let God take care of it. I'm going to let him take care of the issues at hand. I'm going to receive and believe that the promise he had made, that the shame of my past is gone for good. And I'm not going to meditate on that anymore. Every now and then it may pop up in my head. It's going to happen. Every now and then that memory is going to pop up. But you better go ahead and tell that memory to go back where it came from, okay? And remind that enemy that, you know, God has put it into the sea of forgiveness, and I don't need to remember that no more. I'm not going to remember that, because God will remember that. And God is blessing me, a twofold blessing, right? I'm living in the abundance of the blessing. Right? Because I'm living that joyful. Lord, I'm excited. I'm happy right now. Right? And give God glory that he's the one that has broken that cycle of shame. So my dear sisters, I want you to take this opportunity to go ahead while you're on your staycation, vacation, summer break, right? This self-love intended to go ahead and intentionally start writing down your gratitude of what God is doing, what God has done, and what God is going to do for your life. Get excited about that. Get your journal book, get a book or whatever, get your pen and paper, and start writing down what God has done, what he is doing, and what he's going to do, what he is continuing to do for your life. Praise him for bringing you out of the situation that had entrapped you. Thank God that he has renewed your thinking. Thank God that he's still there and he will always be there to, you know, to pour into you, right? He will be there to give you what you need. Not always what you want, right? He gives you more than enough to get you going. For this day alone, you are supplied with more than enough. Get excited about that, beloved, okay? I hope this blessed you. I hope this came right on time for you. I really, really do. So this is the first series. It's the first of our series, Summertime Love, Self-Love Intended, right? Breaking the Cycle of Shame. And we will come back next week and I will give you some more nuggets on this series as well. So take full advantage of this, ladies. So, you know, because I'm telling you, there's so many of us sisters out there that are really going through right now. Pray for your sisters. You don't even have to know them. You just know that there are women out all over the country, all over the world, in your neighborhood, in your neck of the woods, in your apartment, in your community that are going through some stuff. I don't care if you see them often and they wave at you and smile and all that. Yeah, it's a genuine smile, of course, for some, yeah, but they really are dealing with some things. Pray for them, right? Just like you want somebody to pray for you, go ahead and return that and pray for them. So listen, guys, I hope you enjoy this. I hope I came right on time for you. I'm going to close out with a prayer. And again, thank you again for those who continue to support my podcast. I truly do appreciate you so very, very much. And please pass this along. Please share this podcast to your sister friends out there. Okay, because again, you never know what people are going through. And to really share this podcast to them and just put a little word in, say, hey, this is going to bless you, sister. I don't know what you're going through right now, but I pray this will come right on time. You don't realize how that little seed can really blossom in their lives and have them to redirect their thoughts to God. And not ponder on the pain of shame anymore. So God, thank you for this blessing. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this podcast. I pray, oh God, that this will be a blessing to all of my viewers, all of my listeners, listening to the sound of my voice. Lord, deliver us from our shame. Deliver us from our past, God. Help us, oh God, not to allow that to creep into our mindset any longer, Lord. The enemy wants to paralyze us from pursuing what you have already documented in your word, that you have already planned something for our lives. It's already given. It's already perfected for us. Help us, oh God, to just continue to look into your eyes, continue to look at your perspective and not to look at ours, because our perspective is damaged. Our perspective is vague. Help us, oh God, to not look at those lens anymore, but to look to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help comes from you. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for the upgrade. Thank you for the twofold blessing. Thank you for the abundance. Thank you for your grace and your mercy and unmerited favor. Thank you for the joy unspeakable. And thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. And thank you for deliverance. Thank you for healing. Thank you for freedom. In Jesus' name, I pray.